All right, so today we're going to look at something pretty wild. It's this whole trend of people using AI to make videos and then using those videos to try to make passive income, you know, like on YouTube and TikTok. Those are the main places. And I mean, we already see a ton of AI stuff on social media, right? Like, you know, all those AI Jesus pictures that were going around, or like those weird inspirational cat videos everyone shares. Like, yeah, it seems like there's more and more of that kind of content all the time. But what's interesting now is that there are companies popping up. They're like fully automating this whole process. So it's not just like one person messing around with AI on their own. It's becoming like a whole business model. Like, you know, there's this company Faceless Dot Video and another one called AutoShorts.ai. And they basically do the same thing as some other companies too. Like, Story Short is another one that's similar. But basically, what they do is they say, like, hey, give us some money and we'll post AI videos to your accounts for you. Like, every day, we'll make content and post it for you. And some of these companies are talking about making a lot of videos. Like, we're talking 3 videos a week, all the way up to like 120 videos a month for one account. So that's like a crazy amount of content that they're pumping out. It's like the ultimate set it and forget it thing, but for being a creator. Like, one of the co-founders of Faceless.video seems Jacob Seeger, and he said that their goal was to basically automate the entire process of being a creator. And he said they wanted to do that like within the last year. So they're thinking really big. And when you think about what they're automating, like, you know, they're doing the video editing and they're even like coming up with the story ideas. They said they even use Reddit sometimes to get ideas. It's pretty wild. So, you know, for those people who are trying to make money online, you know, without having to do a ton of work, the people who are always looking for that passive income stream, this seems like a pretty good deal, right? Like, it seems like an easy way to get started. But the thing is, when everyone starts using these tools, doesn't that mean that social media is just going to be like completely flooded with all these AI videos? Like, how is anyone supposed to stand out when that happens? Like, if anyone's just pumping out tons of videos every day using the same tools, it all just kind of blends together. And from what I've seen, it seems like these platforms are pretty formulaic. Like, you basically just pick a theme for your video series. Like, maybe you want to do scary stories or motivational stuff or like bedtime stories or even those success grindset videos. Those seem to be pretty popular. And then the AI just like goes and makes the videos for you based on that theme. So it's not even like they're coming up with completely original stuff. They're just taking existing ideas or repackaging them. And apparently they can also use like web searches and stuff to get ideas. Like, you can tell the AI to go look at a certain subreddit and then it'll make videos based on what it finds there. So it's not just limited to those preset themes. They can kind of pull from anywhere on the internet. But even so, it's still like taking existing content and reusing it. It's not really creating anything new. But I guess it doesn't really matter if it works right. Like Faceless.video, they've talked about some of their successes. They said they had one video about religion that got almost 400,000 views on TikTok. And they also had like a whole series about infidelity that did really well. So clearly there's an audience for this kind of stuff. Like, people are watching these videos and engaging with them. And the way they make these videos is kind of interesting. They have the AI write a script, and then they use a computer voice to read it. And then they add some background music and some AI-generated images. And they format it all so it looks good on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. So it's like a whole package. And it's all done without any human involvement in each individual video. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. And Faceless.video, their pricing is pretty interesting. They charge $30 a month if you want one video a day, and $45 a month if you want 2 videos a day. So it's not that expensive to get started. And they've even shared examples of videos that have gone viral. Like, there's this one video that quotes a Bible verse. It's Isaiah 41.0, and it got thousands of likes on TikTok. So it just goes to show that people are responding to this kind of content, even if it is made by a computer. So who's actually using these services? Well, according to Faceless.video, most of their users are people who are trying to make money, either through TikTok's Creator Rewards program or by putting affiliate links in their videos. But they also have some users who just want to grow their following. Like, they don't really care about the money. They just want more followers, and they think this is an easy way to do it. And it seems like a lot of people are interested in this approach. Faceless.video says they have around 10,000 daily active users. So it's definitely a growing trend. And it kind of makes sense when you think about it. Like, everyone's looking for ways to make passive income these days, whether it's through content creation or drop shipping or whatever. People want to make money without having to work too hard. And this seems like a pretty easy way to do it. Another thing that's interesting about these videos is that they're faceless, right? Like, you don't have to show your face or use your real name. So you can kind of stay anonymous, which is good if you want to talk about like controversial topics or if you're just shy and don't want to put yourself out there. And if you search online for faceless videos, you'll find tons of stuff on YouTube, Reddit, TikTok. People are already talking about how to use AI to make money on social media. So this isn't like a brand new idea. But these startups are definitely making it a lot easier to do. So the big question is, does this actually work? Like, can you actually make money doing this? Because some people are skeptical. Some people are saying this is just snake oil, that you're not going to make any real money. And I can kind of see where they're coming from. Like, TikTok's creator rewards program does pay people, but you need millions of views to make any serious money. And it's not clear if these AI videos can actually get that many views. Like, there's this guy, Sankit Shah. He's a CEO of a company called InVideo. And he's pretty skeptical about all this. He says he doesn't think these AI videos can get organic reach. Like, he thinks the algorithms on TikTok and YouTube are going to figure out that these videos are made by AI, and they're going to bury them so no one sees them. And what's interesting is that InVideo, they actually make AI tools for video creation, but they don't offer automated posting. Like Shah says, that you still need to be strategic and creative, and you need to put in the work if you want to succeed. He doesn't think you can just automate everything and expect to make money. And then there's this other company called Spotter. They're a creator monetization platform. And they're taking a different approach to all this. They're basically trying to help human creators by giving them AI tools that can make their jobs easier. Like, they just announced this new AI tool that can help you come up with video ideas. So it's like they're trying to help humans compete with the AI by giving them the same tools that the AI is using. And it makes sense, right? Like, if everyone's using AI to make videos, then the human creators need some way to keep up. And even the big platforms are getting in on this. Like TikTok, they have this editing app called CapCut, and it already has a bunch of AI features. So AI is becoming a bigger part of the content creation process, whether you're using it to automate everything or just to help you with certain tasks. So it seems like there's this big tension right now between the people who are trying to automate everything and the people who think that human creativity is still important. Like the people who are using these AI video creation services, they're basically saying that content creation is just a numbers game. That it doesn't matter if the videos are good. As long as you're posting enough of them, you'll eventually find an audience and start making money. But the people who are skeptical about all this, they're saying that quality still matters and that people can tell the difference between a good video and a bad video, even if the bad video was made by AI. And they're also saying that the algorithms are going to catch up and that these AI videos are going to get buried. So in the long run, they don't think this is a sustainable strategy. So you'd be interested to see how all this plays out. Like, will these AI video creation services actually work? Or are they just a fad? Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure. AI is changing the way we create content. And it's only going to become more important in the future. So what do you think? Do you think AI is going to take over content creation? Or do you think human creators are still going to be relevant? Let me know in the comments. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.